Friendly Friday, good morning. Welcome to a shower boo. I'm rushing to get myself out of the house in time to have a cup of coffee in a local cafe. And I just wanted to do a little bit of reflection or thoughts or chat about working Monday to Friday. You know, Friday I started off thinking, well, Friday is the consolidation of the week. You know, it seems a very short period of time since Monday, to be honest. And that made me think about, when did I first start working Monday to Fridays? Well, I tell you, I was about 37 years of age when I got into the first job that I regularly could work just Monday to Fridays. And I remember discovering, you know, what other people were used to, which was weekends. It was a whole new experience for me. Up until that, I had done shift work, meaning that I had actually, you know, I'd been on a rota, and I'd actually done this I'd either had any regular situation where I wasn't working Monday to Friday or anything. I would work. You know, on a contract basis, and it wasn't actually a full week. But yeah, so the joys of working Monday to Friday were tremendous when I started to do it. But then I discovered, now I set up my own business much later on. I had a career then during that time, and subsequently in corporate situation, where working Monday to Friday was normal. And but then when I set up my own business, I began to do some work on Saturdays and Sundays, and I went back to something that I regarded as much more normal for me, which was there were 7 days of the week and you worked every day in some form or other. And I must admit that in the, what was it, 1998, in the 14 years since I've had my own business, I've regarded life as work and 7 days of the week. Now, I do like the way weekends have involve balance. In other words, you spend time with your family, you spend time playing golf, you spend time browsing in a bookshop, you know, rather than trying to make money. Or rather than trying to improve somebody else's business or whatever. So I've always had a kind of, I suppose you'd say, an ambiguous relationship with Fridays. Yeah, this is a Friday, and I do not actually see it as the end of anything. And I remember when somebody told me about Poets' Day. Now, Poets' Day is piss off early tomorrow's Saturday. I thought that was wonderful fun and very clever. But so where am I at really? I suppose I just started this audio because I got a thing about Friday today, and I thought I'd do something that would be friendly, which would be do something human. Like actually talk to people while I'm having a shower. But I know it's a bit weird, but that's what humans are. Humans are weird. So we've got individual practices and habits and all that. So yeah, the weekend. I do like the idea, though, I have to admit, of having a couple of days in the week which are specially balanced so that I will tend to attend particularly to relaxation, to, you know, having time to eat with. But I do spend a lot of time at paying attention to my child during the week, so I certainly don't outsource childcare to Saturdays. So anyway, there we are. Look, it's only, what on earth does Friday mean to you? What does Friday mean to you? I'd I certainly don't go along with this idea that you say, hooray, it's the end of the week. Thank goodness. I personally can't live that way. I'm afraid whatever happens to me on all the time is real. So it's all there to be, to have value drawn from it, to do something useful with it, to build a legacy, and to basically try to change the world so that it is a better place for the next generation. I'm shaving now, excuse me. That's why I'm here. I was born to leave the world a better place than it was when I was born. Yeah, that's if you know how you have this thing about what would you say if you meet somebody in a lift and they say to you, what's the purpose of your life? You know those kind of conversations? A police stranger says to you, what's the purpose of your life? You know, what do you say? By the way, that's a joke. I don't think complete strangers ever come up to us and say, what's the purpose of your life? Even though all complete strangers are incredibly curious about the purpose of life, the meaning of life, and what other, the sense that other people make of purpose and meaning. So there we are. I'm rushing now to meet a real human being, Noel Costello, in a local cafe here in Glenmire for a very important conversation. Bye.
Oh, yeah.